Hey there, party people! Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, party people, and welcome to a special edition of Encounter Party. We are here at Gen Con 2019 in Indianapolis, Indiana, recording a bonus adventure just for you guys as we continue wrapping up production on Series 2. My name is Brian David Judkins, and I am your Dungeon Master. With me this week are Andrew Krug, Ned Donovan, and Sarah Babe. When we last left our party at the end of Series 1, desperately escaping the clutches of the Gorgon Ludmilla, not everyone made it out alive. In fact, one of our party members, the mighty Boros Minotaur war drummer, Fakara Ordrun, succumbed to the Gorgon's stone stare, turning into a statue. Here at Gen Con, we are recording a special adventure just for you guys, so please join us as we present to you Soft Cheese, the quest for Fakara. You awake in the morning in the penthouse of Mr. Rufir Alfonso III. It has been a good 3 weeks since the events in the Undercity occurred. As you make your way out into the main living shared areas of the penthouse, you find Mr. Alfonso already awake, having been up for several hours. You find him dusting off a new decorative piece within the penthouse, a large statue of a minotaur with two maces raised in defiance. On the table is a breakfast spread, preparing for you guys to meet the day. I would say, so within 3 weeks after the adventure, you guys collectively may accrue 750 Xeno for your work with Alfonso as his bodyguards, I guess.
Which we will remember is my only Xeno because everything was taken from me by a tower.
Well, technically it would be 50 a person, so 150 each to those of you here, and then we'll have to document for the other two cast members who are not part of the bonus episode.
Copy.
150 each.
150 each.
Got it.
So you guys wake up, you walk in, and you see Rufir Alfonso dusting off and keeping clean the statue of Fakara. There is some food on the table in front of you. And you remember that now that those two elven concierges who ran the table were converted into vampire fodder and then sus killed. In the wake of such, Mr. Alfonso has bought the building just because he can and also because his train is ruined. So regular room service and accommodations are now taken care of.
What a lovely treat.
Oh, good morning. Please come in. There's food on the table. Help yourselves.
Mr. Alfonso, for 3 weeks now, we have been figuring out the next plan of attack. Where do we go? What do we do with the knowledge that we have now? And frankly, I'm a bit concerned we are no closer to returning Fakara to us.
Ah, I see. Your desire is to actually return her to her state. I've been doing a great deal of consideration on this. The powers of the Gorgon are quite dangerous. If returning someone from stone would be quite so easy, well, I doubt that people like the Stone Sisters would have even been able to come into power in the first place. There are options, items, artifacts with the power to do many great and powerful things. However, magic such as this is not, well, entirely legal. I myself do not have the ability to procure an item such as this, but I might know someone who can. I just wish that perhaps we keep this information from your Azorius companion.
Ah, yes. Well, here's what I'll say. I've now been trying to figure out, through every knowledge that I have as a Simic, what I can do about this statue, and I've got nothing. And laws are not something that matter a great deal to me. Outcomes are. So if you can get us into a position to return Fakara, then I see no need why Lennox would have to be informed.
The Gorgons themselves have not been forthcoming as to any remedies to their stone stairs. And given our most recent foray into the Undercity, I'm rather concerned that my usual contacts can no longer be relied upon.
Yes, I think that's wise.
Before I give you instruction on this matter and advice, I would like to make one request. Rufia Alfonso III has a particular reputation to keep up, and I would prefer not to be associated with even having the knowledge I'm about to share with you. But I have heard that there is a small eatery on the Tin Street that it's one of those local-only type places. There's no real advertisement, and quite frankly, the food in there is likely to make you sick. But if one were to perhaps enter said establishment and order the special, I mean the special,
mm-hmm.
one might begin a process where they could go meet a particular individual who might be able to help them.
I'm sorry, the special?
It's a very special.
Could we call it especially special?
You could, but I doubt they'll serve it to you if you call it that.
Great.
Well, Mr. Alfonso, we have a great deal of respect for your reputation, but as you may have already surmised, very few people have any respect for mine. We will gladly take your suggestion. And perhaps, if you are willing, Mr. Perax, we can avail of ourselves of a small promenade down to one Tin Street Eatery and have ourselves a special.
Maybe even a special.
You're making it sound far too suggestive.
Yeah.
Yes, I dare say, be on your way, and good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
So you head out onto the day. Now, you guys were in the 3rd district of Ravnica, and you are now making your way to the 10th district, which is the very center of Ravnica, where all the guild halls will be, where the central promenade is, and you make your way over to the Tin Street Market. The Tin Street Market is a particular area that attaches to Rakdos territory. It is basically a giant bazaar, but it's a place where you can find, everyday people can find everyday things, not everyday things, but it's not exactly one of the finer shopping centers. It's just sort of a downtown bazaar. Tin Street is always a bustle. There are always people yelling at each other, noises, loud clanks. And there are a fair amount of people that you would not exactly post into high society. As you shuffle your way through, keeping your hands firmly on your coin purses based on the events of the last time you were in such a street, with a fair amount of hunting, because it took you a very, very long time to make it to that part of the city, and because Tin Street itself is very crowded, I would say about 5-6 o'clock in the afternoon, you finally make your way to a small alcove with an entryway that itself does not have a door. There is some very ragged cloth hanging over like Japanese noren. The door frame itself is no longer square. It's kind of leaning. And the smell from inside is alarming. And there is no signage, but you can clearly see the feet of people who are gathered in there.
Do you think we walk right in, or do you think we take a look around?
I don't think this is the sort of place where one stands on ceremony. And Lorzech sort of ducks beneath the ragged curtain and
Perax follows,
in.
But he very carefully avoids the curtain, mage handing it out of his own
sure.
way.
So there are a couple of tables here, but it's all sit on the floor with knee-high tables. And there are no more than 7 people within this facility. Every one of these people look downtrodden, down and out, unshaven, unclean. It's sort of a bare bones hovel of a place where somebody could possibly scrape together the idea of going out, but this is probably one of their more regular hangouts because they probably don't have the facility to cook for themselves. There is a
craggly, haggard woman who is clearly running the inside, serving tables, taking care of everybody. And she has that sort of distinctive, crinkly, tanned beyond belief, like beef jerky skin type appearance, that it's difficult to tell whether or not she's just an old human woman or in fact a goblin, and you're probably afraid to make an assumption either way.
Sure.
She kind of gives you guys like half a look, doesn't even really care about your makeup, and there's just sort of nods that sit wherever you want, and there are plenty of open seats.
I think Perix takes a look at Lorzach and then spies a corner booth that feels visible but not necessarily the center of attention and decides to move over there.
Okay.
And Lorzach will join him, okay. And they will take a seat, yes, as apparently directed.
You get ignored for an irritating amount of time,
sure,
before she finally saunters over to you. And with a very just, I'm working, but I can't even be bothered to have to work kind of attitude about her. And just, what do you want?
I understand you have a frightfully good special.
I believe what he's specifically saying is a frightfully good special.
She just very curiously stands at the two of you.
I stare right back. No breaking eye contact.
Lorzach wonders quietly, am I in the wrong establishment?
Are you both guild members?
Oh, is that not obvious? He says as the beetle
and
crawls out.
And who do you belong to? You're not law mages, are you?
I come out of the Zonit 4 Simic compound.
And my people live in the tunnels beneath the city. No law mages there.
And she stares back and forth between you again.
Are you sure you want the special?
It comes ever so highly recommended.
She goes into the back. And again, it's an uncomfortable seated where you're not really sure whether or not she's going to come back. Perhaps somebody's going to jump you from the side alley, or perhaps they've just ignored you and left you there completely. But just at that moment where you guys hit the point of being fed up and are ready to just walk out the door, the goblin human question mark serving wench returns with a very large 5-gallon tin bucket full of some sort of food that is small and shelled, and just plops it on the table and says,
that'll be 100 Zenos.
I mean, what do you want to do in this scenario? Is it a 50-50 sort of situation? Or,
I think that the check is evenly right. Split. Yeah.
All right.
But you can Venmo me later. And I produce 100 Zenos looking at Lorzach, and I hand them over.
She warns you very deliberately not to eat them.
Sure, yeah.
Shelled?
I was going to say, is this the kind of thing that someone with a knowledge of specifically water beings would know what these shelled, are they like mussels, clams?
No, they are some type of nut.
Oh, that kind. Yeah, sure, great.
Not like a crustacean or a mollusk.
Got it.
They are some type of shelled nut. Probably something I would, being from the Undercity, yeah. I doubt Lorzach probably eats this stuff. And
nuts?
Being a Simic member, you probably don't eat these either. You have heard that perhaps there are members of the Selesnya, those nature people who are into this, or probably the Gruul clans are probably into this. You've heard of this food, but I doubt you guys have ever actually eaten it. It's kind of like, to you guys, whatever this food is, whatever this nut is that's in this pail, it's one of those things where it's sort of like, it's not a delicacy. It's just sort of a weird taste that some people like, and you're not allowed to eat any of them.
Great.
And she stares at you guys much longer, as you clearly are not sure what you're supposed to do with this bucket of nuts.
Yeah.
And after another strained period of time of her, like, are you guys sure you know what you're getting into? She just,
in the alley,
and gestures for you guys to, like, go around back into the alley.
Taking the nuts with us?
Yes.
Great. I take the bucket of nuts,
yep,
and walk into the alley.
Looking as smooth and confident as they possibly can.
Walking with a real
bucket
gravitas.
Of nuts.
Big old bucket of nuts.
Big old bucket of nuts.
Here we go.
Yep.
So, as you guys progress down this alley, a shadowy figure approaches you. And as it continues to approach you, you notice that it's half your height, and it's another goblin within the shadows. And in a very gruff voice,
"Did you pay?"
100 Xenos.
"Do you have an appointment, or is this a surprise visit?"
"It is a bit of a drop-in."
"Certainly don't have an appointment. I didn't talk to any secretary."
"All right. Give me the bucket."
I hand him the bucket.
"This way."
"Okay."
And he gestures for you guys to come with him. And then on the side of the wall of this building, there is a hidden panel, which the goblin deftly pushes open and leads you guys down some stairs into some large basement-type area, of which you can hear a great deal of commotion. And as you guys descend down into this basement-type area, you realize that there's a pathway that stretches about another block or so. And it opens up into what can only really be described as an underground clubhouse. There are quite nice pieces of furniture here, and there are people hanging out in rather nice dress. Not exactly like fancy dress, but fashion that costs some money. And there are all manner of characters down here. Goblins, humans. You don't see what I would characterize as some of the higher-up races. There are some Devkarin elves down here, but probably no Vidalkin, probably none of the high elves of the Selesnya. It is seedy to an extent, right? Seedy in nature, but not in design. And people are smoking, and people are hanging out and eating and having a great deal of food. And seated in the back on a very large couch, with two female elves fawning over him, is an incredibly large Loxodon, seeming strangely out of place in such an environment. This goblin saunters up the middle of the room with this bucket of nuts and places them slightly off-center at the feet of this large Loxodon. And you can tell that this Loxodon is wearing clothing not befitting of an elephant person. For those of you at home, Loxodons are basically large elephant people. He's wearing almost like gang clothing or mobster clothing. He looks very out of place to the usual peaceful temperament of the Loxodon.
Like a three-piece pinstripe suit?
Sort of. Okay. But we'll say the Ravnica equivalent, right?
Sure.
And he reaches down with his tusk and grabs a trunkful of some of these nuts off the top of this pail and crunches them as all the shells fall off onto the floor. And with his trunk, he shoves a trunk full of these nuts into his mouth and chews very deliberately. To which the small goblin at his side begins addressing you.
"So what is it that you're here for?"
"We are looking for an item. An item that can defeat the lasting power of a Gorgon.
And specifically undo the effects of its petrifying gaze."
So the Loxodon. So, somebody give me a history check.
Yeah, 7.
I don't think you know who this is.
Okay.
So you mention what you need, and this Loxodon kind of shifts in his chair and stops chewing on these nuts. And he stares at you.
"Well, well, well. That's a very tall order to ask of a man. You know who I am. I'm Frankie Peanuts. I'm the leader of the underworld. You're gonna step in here, you pay the price, but if you're bringing lip, I'll tear it off."
"One of our compatriots was, rather unfortunately, petrified by the Gorgon's gaze. And we seek to return her to her full and not stone self."
So the goblin at his side, this sort of strange conciliary to Frankie Peanuts, the Loxodon mob boss, again looks the two of you over and clearly sees that this is not the type of place that definitely you, Perix, hang out.
"No, I look uncomfortable as hell."
"Absolutely. And there seems to be a strange amount of politeness to this as he says,
I'm beginning to think that you don't know where you are. You coming in here asking favors of Frankie Peanuts. Do you understand the price of these things?"
"Well, about 100 Xenos."
"Yeah, it's a lot more. 100 Xenos is just for the meeting. Are you sure you know what you're getting into?"
To be honest, Mr. Peanuts, no."
"All right. So you need a super soft."
"Yes?"
"A super soft is an artifact. It can cure the Gorgon's gaze. Very rare. Very, very rare.
And would you have one?
Unfortunately, I don't. But I know someone who might. Quid pro quo, my friends. You do something for me, I'll do something for you.
And what is it that needs to be done, Mr. Peanuts?
Well, finding a super self's a bit of a problem. There's a man by the name of Darius Vane. A real hotshot, not guild-affiliated, but he's got a lot of money. Investing in that new railroad sort of thing. Mr. Darius Vane is a man who's very much afraid of death. Rumor is, part of his wealth comes from a big contract with the Orzhov. And you know what that means when he dies? That means he's a ghost. Slave to the Orzhov. He's a man who's very afraid to die. But he likes living life to the fullest. He's kind of known in certain circles for having a massive collection of items that, well, prevent him from some of the really unfortunate ways to go. If you're looking for a super soft, my guess is he's going to have one. Now, the question is, how are you going to get it?
I'm guessing this isn't the kind of item that he will part with willingly.
Well, here's a strange thing. Everyone knows he's got this vault full of special items. The problem is, rumor goes, he can't access it himself. How strange is that?
How can he access it?
Well, if I knew that, I'd probably have it already, wouldn't I?
Yeah, okay.
Rumor is he can't open the vault himself. He needs other people to do it. But as far as we know, those people aren't identified. He has a lot of parties, regularly, and he's throwing another one in 2 days' time, and that means something is going into the vault. I want it.
When was the last time he opened the vault?
Probably the last time he had a party.
Do you know when he last had a party?
No, he usually has him about once a month.
Do you know how many of his guests come back alive?
You know, that's the other funny thing. At least someone always dies at these things. And yet they keep showing up. Strange parties over there.
You know anyone who's ever been? And come back?
Oh, most people come back.
But do you know them?
I don't know them. I'm not allowed in that circle. The high society uppity types ain't really my scene.
I think we know what our key is.
I think we need to go talk to Mr. Vane.
I can get you in, that's no problem. Forging invites getting in. You're gonna need to wear masks when you get there anyway. It's all that, you know, weird, hidden identity crap. I can get you in. If you can get into the vault and you get me what's going in, you might find your super soft in there. As if I was afraid of death and I was stockpiling items to keep myself alive, that'd be in there.
And if it's not in there?
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Your meeting in this bucket of nuts has got you that far.
I think, with your permission, Lorzach, we've got ourselves a deal.
I think that we do.
I think you're gonna need a little bit of help. I'm willing to send one of my own.
You got someone who can crack a vault?
I got someone who knows their ways around crowded environments. Hey, Dizzy, get in here.
What do you want, boss?
I don't know what your character looks like, but Sarah Bay, please.
Welcome back, Sarah.
Welcome back, Sarah. So Dizzy is a goblin. Can you please describe Dizzy for us?
Well, Dizzy is a little goblin. She's a darker shade of green, pointy little adorable ears that are maybe just a little shorter than goblin ears should be, and has kind of short cut, almost buzzed hair, probably a little bit of a hat on, and just wearing very camouflagey clothes, like the same shade as dirt, just kind of blends into whatever she's around, and just looks like you're not really sure what you're looking at when you look at her, because it all seems to like blend. She seems to hide even though you're looking at her.
Disguised as a pillow until he said something.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
She's been standing right there.
Oh, yeah. She's been standing, like, right there.
I'm right here, boss. You don't know how to yell.
All right. Christ. This one.
What?
I'm sending you out for a couple days.
Aw.
These two jokers here are going to Vane's new party.
You guys the Jokers?
Yeah, why don't you tag along with him and see if you can bring me back something nice and shiny.
Oh, I like shiny. I know you like shiny, too.
Yeah.
Dude, what kind of jokes do you guys have?
Oh, that's all you, my friend.
We've got a... If we successfully pull off this party, Dizzy, I've got a minotaur you need to meet.
That's not a joke.
The act doesn't work without her.
Yeah, yeah, to understand what we do.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like the cup trick.
With yeah,
the,
you
the
need
bowl,
a third
you gotta
cup.
Get the third. Yeah, you all gotta right. Got somebody who's a plant. Yo,
Dizzy, shut up.
What? Why are you so mean to me, boss?
Dizzy,
what?
Shut
no,
up.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah.
You two clowns. Your money's run out here. Party's in 2 days' time. I'll get you the invites forged up, and then you're on your own. Next time I see you, I want a present that ain't food.
Do you want a crown?
Oh, Christ, Dizzy, get out of here.
What? Then... Wait. Oh.
You guys get kind of shoveled back out into the alleyway onto the top of 10th Street.
You don't gotta push me! Jeez! God, you're so pushy.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
So there is a party by a Mr. Darius Vane, a high society party and falutin' rich guy.
Dizzy, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, Dizzy. As in, I will take your stuff so fast, it will make you dizzy. See what I did there? It's great, right? Yeah.
It's an excellent joke.
Oh, thanks. I almost feel like you cracked a smile there.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your name?
My name is Lozach.
Ah, nice to meet you, Lozach.
Likewise.
Dizzy, do you know where Darius Vane holds his parties?
Oh, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darius Vane has a rather well-known property. He lives in I guess what would constitute as a high rise. It's a very elaborate, over-designed type of place that's right down off the promenade in sort of Ravnica Central that kind of looks out over the 10th District. You know, that's Darius's tower. Like, you know it.
Yeah, it's the tower. The big thing right there. The one with the huge D on it.
Yeah.
The D is for Darius.
Well, I'd say it's probably a V.
Yeah.
For Vane.
V for Vane, as in he is Vane. So he puts his initial on the tower.
Yes.
So the whole place, you know, is real Vane.
Yeah, it works on a lot of levels.
I know, it's actually kind of clever when you think about it.
So we need to obtain masks because this is a masked ball.
And are we getting those masks from Mr. Peanut?
I will give advanced knowledge and let you know that those masks will be supplied at the party.
Oh, as you walk in, you get one at the door.
Yes.
Which
part of the event.
To a related question, are we going to need to go on a shopping trip to fit the dress code?
You might need a brief one.
You
might need a brief one. It's evening time now, probably time to retire. So you guys will get a day to yourselves to do anything you feel like you might need to do in preparation for this high society party, and then the following day you will go.
I feel a musical montage coming on.
We're gonna go shopping with the guys who want to steal the stuff from the tower.
You guys keep like coming out of dressing rooms and Dizzy's just like
yeah.
No, can you be a little less transparent? Does that work?
No, because his skin is like literally transparent.
You can't change that?
No.
Why not? Is that what you simic people do?
I can change it in other people when I create them, for sure.
All right, so, creepy? Can you maybe move your beetle to like the left a little? It kind of, it really builds a little more of the asymmetric-y.
Lorzach stands perfectly still while the beetle crawls across his face in, like, the opposite direction of whatever it was. It just gets directed it to do.
Okay, so you guys need to prepare yourselves for what's about to happen.
Yes. So things that, if I look at this like a wonderful heist movie, things we need.
Yeah.
We're going to get ID cards courtesy of Mr. Peanuts, which gets us in the door.
You'll get
invites. Yeah.
It would be, you know, things that we would want is probably floor plans, so an inside
the
guy.
The idea as described is that this is, I hesitate to use Eyes Wide Shut, but that's just sort of like the reference
visual
is.
Right. Yeah.
You will have, the intent is whoever goes to these parties, the intent is to be anonymous because at least one person dies a month in his residence.
And so you don't want to...
And nobody does anything about it.
You don't want to be associated.
You don't want to be associated. You don't know... You have no idea what's going on in these parties, but everybody knows these parties happen, and nobody really seems to do anything because people can only talk in rumors because nobody knows whether or not they were actually there. And there's probably hundreds of people who claim they go to these things who are just lying.
If possible, right, the things that I would want going in, I'd want as much information as I could have. So I'd want to talk to someone who'd been to the party, who could talk us about what the layout is.
The layout of his place is possible if you can find somebody who's been there, but you're not going to find anybody who's gone to this party. Because it's probably the situation where people who say they've been haven't. And people who have gone or do go
never talk
don't
about
admit
it.
That they do.
Sure.
There's one avenue of investigation that I certainly don't like, but the Orzhov will likely know more than anyone else about what goes on and how that works. I don't think it's a coincidence that people die. And I don't think it's a coincidence that people die in conjunction with when Darius Vane opens his vault. And I don't think the Church of the Orzhov doesn't know about that.
There is maybe one thing Perix hates more than anything in the world, and it's definitely the word Orzhov.
It's not great.
I reluctantly... agree. Do either of you know where... Do you know who we could talk to in the Orzhov?
Well, you're totally.
Well, you're in the 10th district.
Right.
So all the guild halls are there. So Orzhova, which is the main church of the Orzhov,
but
is like within walking
distance.
If a
Simic hybrid walks in and goes, hello,
yeah.
I have questions. Is that the kind of thing they're going to be receptive to?
So I'm going to assume that we're going to fast forward to the next day where you guys are
Yeah.
Unless we can go like gather information, but if we're not going to be able to find anyone.
It's already
then...
the evening. We can show up for like whatever the equivalent of Vespers is and sit in. But
well, I mean, let's fast forward for the next day. So the Orzhov are, they're one of the guilds that we have not talked about in series one. And they are decidedly sort of a combination of a church, cult and mafia, but they also control the banks and they also print their own money, which are like Disney bucks that can only be cashed in at Orzhov establishments. And they also control a great deal of real estate in Ravnica.
Lozach, do you still have any of those Orzhov bucks we got from the festival? Brevin's dead, but we got given them for stopping the rampaging thing.
We got one.
And it is currently in the possession of Lennox Brightburn.
Okay.
So no, you guys do not have that singular coin. However, because they are a cult that thrives on mindless worship, the Orzhov will talk to anybody. You won't have a problem getting somebody to try and profit off you.
Great.
How
do you think we play this?
Well, I think of the three of us, they are most likely to speak to the goblin.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
One of us is not normally seen outside the combine.
Right.
And the other, well I don't know that you can go back from...
Of the three of you, Dizzy is not guild affiliated.
Right.
Dizzy is the most ripe for conversion.
Would you like to tell me about your lord and savior, the Bank of Orzhov?
So, you guys enter the realm of the Orzhov.
I am very uncomfortable.
Absolutely, because strangely it seems the sun doesn't really shine in Orzhova. It's kind of perpetually cloudy. And just off on the other side, you know, is the Ghost Quarter, a strange place in Ravnica where spirits reside of the dead, of those who are contracted. And you've heard these terrible stories of, while there is a great deal of profitability and wealth showcased within the Orzhov, I said before that their guild colors are white and black, but it might as well be gold, because that's what they shower themselves in. But again, it is this sort of corrupt pyramid scheme type establishment where anybody outside the Orzhov can clearly tell that all is not equal within, and there is a pecking order and a praying order on the way up to the greatest commodity within the Orzhov is blind faith. And you walk through these sort of horrific gothic spires and buttresses and just sort of an uncomfortable place within Ravnica, because Orzhov territory just sort of reeks of falsehood. It's just sort of fake imagery. You can approach Orzhova like anyone. There are people there doing, you know, their ceremonies or transactions or relieving debts or this, that, and everything. So walking into the area is not a problem. And there are Orzhov priests and magistrates and bankers pretty much everywhere. If you want to walk specifically to, like, the church area to speak to a religious figure.
I think I would be looking to talk to anyone who it feels like would potentially give us more information than they might be supposed to under the eagerness of converting people.
Okay, so we'll say that you went, yeah.
If there's a street evangelist
or somebody
like that, an outreach minister.
Sure. I would say that very easily that you can find somebody outside the church who's handling sort of poor and destitute people.
Yeah.
A heavy set, sort of sloppy man who is not really wearing his vestments in the manner that he should. And there's a couple people kneeling at his feet in rags, and he is clearly praying upon a young woman.
A or E?
A. No, sorry, E is, no, praying, well, both.
it works on a lot of levels.
But he is sort of, you know, he's falsely giving her faith and promise, but you can also tell that there's this horrific predatory act about it, because she herself, if she was not in such a state of poverty, would probably be a very beautiful young woman. And so is this sort of disgusting sexual predator thing happening there.
Oh, I hate that.
I stab him.
I mean, you can.
I don't really want to.
I really want to.
Oh, we stab him.
Well, I think we can accomplish both of our moral goals here by attempting to distract the awful man from the groveling woman.
Perix, I got this.
So you approach, and as you get closer, you can hear him sort of uttering all of these false promises to this woman.
Yes, my dear, the Church of Orzhov, it provides great opportunity for profitability. You and your family can be saved by joining the guild and submitting yourself to the wonders of profitability.
Dizzy's just going to slowly sneak up to him, in front of him, and kind of do her best, like,
please help me and my family, dear mouth of the savior.
He immediately sees you, and in a stark contract, just sort of, and very clearly is physically disgusted by your appearance and your presence.
I'm sorry. I just
try to straighten out my hair little bit.
You would like to hear about the Church of Orzhov?
Yes, I hear that great things about the Church of Orzhov and how they're good to people, and they help with things that make things better.
Yes, well, for just a small amount of coin, you too can be saved.
Is there anything else you take other than coin?
And I kind of stand up and do a little kind of hand on the hip, trying to be a cute little goblin.
Oh my god. So this priest is even more sort of physically disgusted by this goblin that's coming in, because he's clearly not a man who crosses species. And He does take that sort of, you know, that turn as he sees the options here, and he says, "Well, there are other ways to serve the church. We do have many forms of contracts of servitude where you can pledge yourself for just a bit of a signature." Now, anybody who wishes to can roll a history check or an information check.
Nat 20.
Yeah.
21.
So you two very clearly, as guild members, know that these are traps. These are completely unfair contracts that they use to debt. Death does not save you from debt with the Orzhov. When you die, you still owe them stuff. And so these contracts are basically meant to place you in servitude beyond any chance of you getting out.
Yes, I would really like to help my family. And it's, you know, I would like to learn your ways, oh wise one.
Yes, well, there are certain ways the church can help you. Perhaps loan you a bit of money, then you could pay us back whenever you like.
Oh, do you guys worry about interest at all?
Well, yes, there are. I'm surprised you know that term. Nominal percentages.
I heard someone say it once, so it was in regards to money, so I figured it was
interest is a contract term, and it simply means that, well, we are interested in your benefit.
Oh.
It's just this absolute shit-eating grin on his face.
That's awful nice of you, sir.
Yes.
Those contracts, those are those things where you say you're not going to do anything bad to me, and I signed it. And everything goes well, right? Because of the interest.
Yes. Yes, we, the Church of Orzhov, are very invested in your benefit. And my dear, I do think that there is a way we can help you.
Oh, that'd be great, mister.
Perhaps just step inside my office.
Oh, thanks.
You see this, like, gross dude trying to usher, I guess she's not really your friend, but to sort of usher your ticket in, like, into the church.
I would, do we make ourselves known?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
We have an excellent opportunity to confront this person with a false rumor about Darius Vane.
Oh.
And, like how Vane reflects on the church.
Oh, I like that.
Which puts him in a position to either defend the church and dispel that rumor or provide the enough information that it refines what we know about Vane.
No, I love that.
And then skip out of that
place.
So
we should step in.
I'm not sure that she knows that. So I feel like now is a good point
for us to step in. I think as they walk in the door, we step in and reveal the...
And say something to the effect of,
Dizzy, where are you?
Uh-oh.
Come back here this instant.
Uh-oh.
I know all the... It doesn't matter what you've heard of those hideous rumors regarding Darius Vane's estate, but I promise you, the Church of Orzhov will not deliver what you think they will.
But they said they're charging interest!
So this priest just turns around with this, "How dare you! How dare you, under citizens, sully the good name of the Church of Orzhov with your hateful, dirt-filled words?"
Oh.
"The Church of Orzhov is a benevolent organization, and we are only trying to help this young goblin handle the difficulties of her goblin family or brood."
"And I suppose family. The monthly blood sacrifices are nothing more than for the good of the public weal."
"I have no idea what you are talking about."
I'd like to sleight of hand and pickpocket him while he's being offended.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it. Oh, Sarah.
Well, that's still 12.
Oh, Sarah.
It's good. It's good to have you back.
I would say a 12. I think a 12 is good enough for you to not get caught.
Okay.
But he's got huge robes on, and I don't think with your little goblin hands that you can't figure out how to get under the robes.
Where are the pockets on these fucking things?
Like, this is kind of a thing. So I don't think you get discovered, okay. but I don't think there's any sort of successful
And we're not going to use that one anymore.
Sarah, you were gifted a lucky die by
Right.
by a fan of the show. Why aren't we using it?
Well, the reason why I'm not using it is because my life wasn't at stake at the moment.
Okay.
So I didn't want to like use up its luck.
That's
100% fair.
100%
fair. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm hoping some of my dice will actually like be nice. Fair enough. Then. So, but yeah.
You have officially garnered the attention of this man who is putting on as much of a show as he possibly could to be offended.
You accuse me of sullying the church. What was it you told me about Darius Vane?
He has parties. And there's people that don't come back from them.
A linchpin of the church's operations in this city.
Yeah, he has parties with masks and stuff.
Darius Vane is not a member of the Church of Orzhov.
Then why has he got that big V? Orzhov ends with V.
Is she with you?
Unlike some people in this city, others take care of those in need. Come along, Dizzy. I think we've bothered this nice man,
I do
more than enough.
What rumors you have possibly heard, but I must declare that one Mr. Darius Vane has nothing to do with the Church of Orzhov. In fact, I don't even know who that is.
Insight for sure. Oh, I like these die.
Oh, 22.
19.
Well, all I can say 11. Is he made some decidedly poignant opinions about Darius, and then it's like, I don't know who that is.
Okay, yeah.
But as far as whether or not Darius Vane is a member of the Orzhov Church, you do actually know that to be false. He is
unaffiliated.
He is unaffiliated. He is one of those independent people who is exceedingly wealthy. And Frankie Peanuts insisted that he's put money into the fourth rail line.
What what Perix would want to know, and would probably make himself known to the room now as well. So he would step up and say, Darius Vane may not be an Orzhov Guild member, but Orzhov Guild members, maybe even yourself, attend parties monthly at his establishment.
I don't know if anybody let that guy into his party looking like that. I mean, no offense. You're just a little ill-fitting.
You see this, like, that line, Dizzy. You see this, like, weird... You see this weird fluctuation cross his face as that line that you just said made him really want to be like, I totally go there. I would totally be let in. But at the same time, he wants to respond to Lorsach that he's like, I would never be caught dead at those parties. But I would be invited. I could be invited, but I don't go. Like, it's this weird. You just see him just kind of, and just sort of like brood at you.
I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
The types of events that happen at Mr. Vane's establishment are none of my concern, and I don't think I would even be caught dead there.
So why do I have someone placing you at the party last month?
Me thinks the lady doth protest
impossible.
Too much. You're the lady,
the
by the way.
The identities of those party members are anonymous anyway. How would you even know whether or not a person was there?
How do
you
know
have a tan
that?
Line.
What is it that you want? Why are you here? Leave me alone.
We need the map, the layout, and where the vault is.
I don't know these things.
Tell us what we want.
I don't know of any vault.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on attending these parties?
Why, do you want to come with?
I don't think I want to go back there, to be honest with you.
So you were there.
Yes. I attended once. They were supposed to be this exciting high society event. It was frightfully unsettling. Someone died.
Tell us everything you remember about the rooms you were in.
Well, all right.
Give me some sort of like intimidation check or something. I mean, I don't know that I'm going to like pass it up, but it's great.
Lorzach is going to quietly step back.
That is going to be a intimidation. Yeah, 15.
Yeah, that's going to totally work. Okay, so he's just, all right.
The Vane Tower is a magnificent place. He's a very wealthy man. However, The interior is what you'd expect from any large mansion. Not that you've ever been to one, but anyway.
Oh, keep talking, buddy.
Well, this is a strange thing. Everyone wears masks, and except for Darius himself, he never wears one. I mean, he's the host of the party. It's like, we're going to know who he is, right? And it's just sort of a weird scavenger hunt.
A scavenger hunt?
Yes. Everyone is expected to hunt for particular objects, and this is like a game that he likes to host at these things, and whoever wins gets to have a magnificent prize, and apparently there's a big payout of fortune at the end, but inevitably people get carried away with it, and people kill each other over this thing.
How did you do?
Well, I was trying until the first death happened quite early, and then I simply bowed out.
First of how many?
I only noticed one. I've heard rumors of sometimes more than one. I guess it depends on how voracious the crowd is.
Oh, how many times did you pee your pants?
Twice.
Oh, man. You're a... Have a clean... Here, take my handkerchief.
He just grabs his robes. And just...
thanks.
What were the objects you were looking for in your scavenger hunt?
They were medallions. He hid several medallions around his establishment.
Did you find any of them?
I did not find any of them. I'm embarrassed to say I was quite overwhelmed.
I'm shocked and appalled by your statement, sir.
Was there a particular part of the floor that upon arrival you were told to avoid?
Oh no, his entire mansion is open to everyone. You can wander wherever you want.
Did you see a door that was guarded?
No, there's a great many strange things in there. Artifacts and artwork and designs everywhere. It's a very, very wealthy place. Any member of the Orzhov would be jealous.
Lord Thatch, take care of him. We're done.
Oh, no, please. Oh, no, please.
Is there anything you think you haven't told us that would stop us from taking care of you?
I haven't paid my taxes in over 10 years. Please don't tell anyone.
Even Wesley Snipes went to jail for that kind of shit.
If we agree to tell no one about your financial transgressions.
I mean, it sounds kind of innocuous to you guys, yeah. But to them, it's probably worth hanging.
Will you not tell anyone we were here?
Oh, no. I don't know who you are. I've never seen you. I just want to go back to my room.
Go.
And he kind of like waddles in a really pathetic way back into the church.
Yeah, these priest types are always so easy to break.
You might have had the courtesy not to use my name in front of him.
Oh, it's fine. He's too scared to ever mention who you are to anybody. He knows my name. Well, what they call me, at least.
It's true, you did walk in there and yell her name.
Well, you guys just pulled way more information out of me than I was expecting. So there you go. A big old mansion party where the entire house is open to everyone and it's some sort of weird fucking scavenger hunt.
Which I guess begs the question, is the interior of the mansion the vault?
Yeah.
I mean, based on how many things are just sort of, you know.
Or is there like a hidden like thing that comes up out of the floor?
Or the other thing, if my earlier hunch is correct, is that the vault only materializes after the first death. That's the key, and it gives you
that's
got to
be
window,
it.
Which is spooky as fuck and very Orzhov. Either way, we got to get gussied up for this event.
Yeah. Is there anything we think we need before we go in there? I feel pretty good.
Some fancy ass clothes.
Mani-pedis.
To the tailor.
So I would say for fine clothing, we'd probably talk about, I would say, if you're going to get outfits and stuff, you're probably looking at about 20 Xeno if you're looking for really nice stuff. People are going to overcharge you. So 20 Xeno a piece for each of those.
Sure.
And I would say throw in another 5 because you're going to need to, you know, Dizzy, I'm assuming you're going to usher in as a servant of some kind. If these people are wealthy enough, there will be attendance. It's just a question of what will happen to her once you're there.
I'm down with that.
Who knows what's going to happen to her when she's there, but the initial invitations are for the two of you to be prominent people of your guilds in some capacity who are going to be there.
Do I get to announce them because I'm their servant?
No, because okay. Everyone's identity is a secret.
Oh, shit.
Okay, right.
Okay. Members of their own guilds.
No, I mean, how you...
No one knows how you ended up there, because it's all anonymous.
Well, presumably Darius does, but he may not be able to identify, like, who. There's a lot of mystery behind this.
Okay.
But the intent of the attendee is, regardless of whatever their relationship is with Darius Vane, you show up with the intent of nobody else learning who you are.
Got it. Okay, cool. How are we feeling about red? Red
as a color?
Yeah.
I mean, it, like,
no, I think a good red highlight color potentially.
With like along the collar and like the whatchamacallit?
Cuffs.
The cuffs might be really good with maybe like a blue toned gray. I think that might be a really good color on you.
Dizzy's like this secret fashionista.
Yeah.
This is what Dizzy always dreamed of.
You're looking at her ragged clothes and then understanding it is a deliberate choice.
So it'll be about 20 Xenos apiece.
25, he said.
25.
No,
well,
so
the five
like
would include
45 in total. You're going to need to chip together an extra 5 gold pieces in order to outfit Dizzy in something.
I got
that
25
would make
if you got 20.
I mean, I'm already at 100, so we might as well just keep going.
Wait, are you offering to pay for the whole thing? Or?
No.
Okay.
Let's do this.
So I believe we are procuring the items and preparing to return to Mr. Frankie Peanuts to receive our invitations.
So you guys don't actually make it down into his office because it's become very clear that in order to receive a meeting with Frankie Peanuts, the meeting alone costs you 100 gold
pieces.
Sure,
we
just
need the damn invites. We don't
need
to talk to
Frankie. So there is his little goblin conciliary who's outside as you guys approach, who has these invitations printed up for you and ready and forged. So you guys kind of go to the alleyway and he's waiting there for you and just, you know, here, take these.
Thanks a lot.
See you, Dizzy. Like, sort of like.
Bye. Your hair looks really nice today. By the way,
he's bald, but so he's just kind of pissed at you even more now.
I mean, your ears look especially
Dizzy. Just go.
But I like.
You can clearly tell that Dizzy's like positive can do hyper attitude. It's just not. It just does not gel with the underground of Frankie Peanuts.
Okay.
So off to.
Darius Vane.
Darius Vane at Vane Tower. On the next Encounter Party! Part 2, as Perix and Lorzach continue their quest to restore their Boros companion. With Dizzy the Goblin now in tow, our players sneak their way into the upper echelons of Ravnican society. But who exactly is Darius Vane? Find out next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering created by Wizards of the Coast. Sound capture, editing, and mixing by Ned Donovan. Original sound effects by Will Malones. Theme song and scoring by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech. Thanks again to Megan Judkins and Will Malones.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
What up, party people? It's Landry Fleming here. Subscribe to the podcast, rate, and review us. Join us on the Facebook group. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. And for news and updates, go to encounterparty.com. And as Lionel Richie says, all night long, all night, let's keep this party going.